From American Public Media, this is Weekend America. I'm Desiree Cooper.
And I'm Bill Radke. Almost 7 months ago, the fatal shootings at Virginia Tech had America thinking about mental health and the pressures of campus life. There is an organization that helps people deal with mental illness called the Icarus Project, and the group has embarked on a cross-country tour of college campuses, talking to young people about the way our society does view madness and the way that it should. Independent producer Gregory Warner was there when the Icarus Project faced one of its toughest audiences in Blacksburg, Virginia.
The Icarus Project is all about telling stories, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story.
I'm sitting with 32-year-old Sasha Dubrul. He's in a circle of students at Virginia Tech.
The first time that I was locked up in a psych hospital, I was 18 years old, and the police found me walking on the subway tracks in New York City, and I thought that the world was about to end, and I was being broadcast live on primetime television.
They diagnosed Sasha as bipolar and gave him lithium. It was the first of several major psychotic breaks, which he thinks could have been avoided if his illness had been framed differently.
Someone had, like, said, you're someone who has dangerous gifts. You're the equivalent of a mutant. You need to learn how to use your superpowers. That would have reached me.
So 5 years ago, Sasha launched the Icarus Project to talk about illness in a way people could be proud of. Like Icarus, son of Zeus, was proud of the gift of his wax wings.
Well, here, so thank you so much for joining us. My name is Madigan.
Madigan Shive facilitates tonight's workshop.
That's why I got on my facilitator dress, because I feel more confident in that.
A sleeveless white dress with silver boots. She says the answer to mental illness shouldn't always be drugs.
We see our madness as a dangerous gift to be cultivated and taken care of.
But none of the students here at Virginia Tech talk about feeling different because of a diagnosis. They feel different because they're still trying to cope. It's been 6 months since the student Sung-hee Cho shot and killed 32 people. Senior Maggie Clifford says there's pressure to move on.
It's all this, like, we will prevail, we're Virginia Tech, we're going to get through this, and it's like, what are we getting through?
And her friend Thomas Burke also feels like he can't talk.
But that was it. Besides that, it was like, buy a t-shirt.
A poll of Virginia Tech students found that a third of those who needed help were too embarrassed to seek counseling. Madigan, in the sleeveless dress, says she felt stifled visiting the new campus memorial.
Just wanted to lay down in it and make like a gravel angel, like a snow angel. And I kept going, there's nobody here telling me, don't do that. But something was telling me that. You know, and I'm wondering maybe if that's the sort of elephant in the room. People are saying, come talk to us. And other people are saying, we're not supposed to talk about this. Exactly how I felt for years about talking about my own relationship to my own death.
Her suicide attempt. That's where some people flinch. Catherine Snyder is the campus Presbyterian minister.
I wouldn't call it a dangerous gift, but that's not my language. It's your language. So I need help because this dangerous gift has created deep suffering in many lives. A little over 8 weeks ago, my sister killed herself. So, thank you, Bernice. When you talked about what I would call suicidal tendencies, it was so painful for me. I could barely listen.
You know, as the person who came up with the term dangerous gifts, I guess I'll just call upon the myth of the boy Icarus. I kind of pulled that myth up somewhere out of the back of my head after my friend Sarah jumped off of a bridge and committed suicide 5.5 years ago. She was going through these really extreme states, and the people around her didn't understand what was going on, and so they couldn't be there for her and they couldn't support her. And one thing I feel really proud about is that, you know, 6 years later in that same community in Philadelphia, I don't think she would have ended up committing suicide.
Which is Sasha's big hope with the Icarus Project. By making it a little easier to talk to each other, we make it easier to help each other. Friends make the best medicine, he says. The next day I visit the new campus memorial, which replaced the spontaneous one made by students. That one had wax candles and handwritten notes and 33 stones. One for Cho. This one's stark and official. It's got 32 stones, and there's a plaque here that says not to put flowers on the stones will block the ground lighting. Near the center of the memorial, I find Chris Peterson and some other big guys in black shirts. They're all looking down at something. They're from Pfizer.
You're from Pfizer, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at here.
Yeah, somebody said it must be it's this angel. And then as I thought about, you know, we'd never done them in the gravel. I was like, obviously, that's got to be, you know, the feet, the hands, the body there.
And yeah, would you have thought of doing this?
No, but I think it's a pretty unique design that somebody felt it was important, you know, probably the first couple that saw it and said, I wonder what that is. And didn't, you know, the maintenance people didn't come out here with rakes and say, oh, fix that. You know, this is a defecation of this memorial. And they said, no, that's a snowy, or that's a gravel angel from somebody. And they said, oh, well, then you got to keep it. So I like it. It's cool. And I got to go, I guess. It was nice meeting you.
In Blacksburg, Virginia, for Week in America, I'm Gregory Warner.
You can see that gravel angel and the Icarus Project crew when you go to our website, weekendamerica.org.